This is Voice Office BB.
Hello everyone. Greetings to you all. This is Dr. Saurabh Srivastava, Professor from the Department of Community Medicine, Sri Satya Sai Medical College and Research Institute, a constituent college of Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, a deemed to be university. The title of today's podcast is Educational Research by Medical Teachers, a Neglected Domain, wherein I will organize my thoughts about the topic in three precise parts. The first part will be justifying the need of educational research. The next part of my talk will cover how educational research has been neglected. And finally, I will share my thoughts on strengthening of the educational research. Moving on to the first part of justifying the need of educational research. In general, research refers to the systematic process of conducting investigations and following it up with scientific analysis of the collected data to derive valid answers to the defined questions. However, to promote better education delivery in medical institutions, it is quite essential to promote research activities pertaining to the field of education. The outcomes of such activities prepares us to face the challenges and demands of the educational fields and gives us the rationale for bringing out reforms in the educational elements in an optimal fashion. The process of medical education in general is a complex and demanding one, which can significantly improve upon based on the findings of research activities. The conduction of educational research eliminates the component of opinions and helps the administrators to take evidence-based decisions. The generated evidence is crucial to bring about curricular reforms and significantly plays an important role in the development of a professional. The educational researchers attempt to describe, clarify, or control the different aspects of education so that eventually the knowledge, skills, attitudes, values, and professionalism of the medical students can be ameliorated. It also becomes important to disseminate the findings of the projects so that positive strategies can be adopted in other medical institutions. Now, I will talk about the second aspect of my talk, which is how educational research has been neglected. The scope and role of medical teacher as an educational researcher cannot be ignored. Nevertheless, we have to accept the fact that in most of the settings, teachers are not systematically trained to plan and conduct an educational research. This is primarily because of the fact that most of the research publications done by medical teachers are usually restricted to their own specific specialty, without giving any emphasis towards research targeting the teaching learning or assessment domain, which has to be their primary role. Unfortunately, medical teachers are not being trained through any methodical programs to carry out educational research. It is high time to carry out translational educational research, and this will essentially require empowerment of the faculty members to carry out scientific educational research. Finally, I will share my thoughts on how educational research can be strengthened. Acknowledging the scope of educational research, it becomes a must to strengthen it across all medical institutions with an intention to constantly improve the medical education and thus prepare medical students to the diversified and changing healthcare needs of the community. In other words, it goes without saying that there is an immense need to develop a research attitude among medical teachers and to impart them with the desired training so that highly skilled and diversified group of educational researchers evolve and pursue systematic studies. Dear listeners, in order to strengthen educational research, the Center for Health Professions Education at Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, Puducherry has taken a number of initiatives, including initiation of fellowship courses, postgraduate diploma courses, MPhil course, and PhD in the field of health professions education. All these courses are being run with a single intention to improve the competence levels of medical teachers in different domains of medical education, with a special attention towards educational research. The medical education unit plays an important role in streamlining the issue and establishing a culture among faculty members to opt for educational research projects. To conclude, the promotion of educational research should be looked upon as the way to ensure better health professions education and to improve the accountability of the medical colleges towards the needs of the community. In fact, educational research is the approach to gain valuable insights into the complexities of medical teaching and assessment and improve the overall process through timely curricular reforms. Well, that brings us to the end of today's session. I express my thanks to Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth for having given me an opportunity to share my thoughts on an important topic for the larger benefit of the general population. Thank you. Have a good day. Stay safe and stay healthy. Namaste. Jai Hind.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.